Hi, Georgie.
How you doing, Mr. President?
Fine.
The, just calling in. I'm going to brief him at 11.
Good.
Meaning they'll be after a course of return plan.
All right. I just tell them that they can go anytime they want to. My plan at the moment is to leave here late in the afternoon, get in there by bedtime.
Okay, sir.
And if they want to go, they can leave at 3 or 4. Well, they want to go before or after I leave?
They'll want to go after so they can check you out, sir.
All right. You mean see me when I get on?
Yeah, I'll get on the plane. Oh, I'm not sure. Are you leaving from the ranch?
I don't know.
I'm leaving from the ranch, of course. As long as I give them time, we're all right.
Yeah. Well, I just tell them that they can leave at 5 o'clock. And I'll be landing in Washington at 10 o'clock Washington time.
Landing in Washington, 10 o'clock Washington time.
That's my schedule.
Okay, sir.
What else?
I don't think there's much more unless you've got a, unless you have something to tell them. I think today they'll be, we're back in the regular news cycles now, and it will be quite as neat of news as they were yesterday.
Well, that's all I know. You take the little UP boy got Mary Allen, said his ladybird, A.W. Mary Allen, she's twice as big, and we just, it's funny, we didn't have any fish dinner over there either. He's completely off.
Probably heard about Mel giving, got fish dinner.
Well, what happened was A.W. took Mary Allen and Nita Winters, and A.W. picked up both Mary Allen, went down Nita Winters, and then took Nita Winters on a ride to play with these press. So they all followed him and took pictures and everything, and they said that I was dressed in khakis with boots on and so forth. I haven't been in any since I've been out here. I've just been in my sport clothes.
Oh boy.
So they evidently thought A.W. was me, and they evidently thought Mary Allen was Ladybird because they're dressed in red trousers and white breeches and so forth. That is Lady Edison, Mary Allen.
Right. Well, I think I'll just tell them that you've had your intelligence briefings.
That's right, and I reviewed a meeting that I'm having with foreign ministers of Latin America. I'm going to ask them to come in probably early around July the 21st.
Can I tell them that?
Yeah. I want to have some kind of meeting with them.
Any specific subjects or just
general? No, just kind of reception, visit with them. I just meet with them from time to time. I met with the ambassadors the other day, and I'm going to meet there.
Then I see you've been reviewing material.
Yeah, and I approved a meeting with Alan Boyd, the CAB, to go to Latin America July 13th to August 6th, OAS Conference on Civil Aviation, San Diego. I approved that request this morning. Approved a suggestion that Seaborg go to Europe August 28th, attend the third International Conference on Peaceful Uses Atomic Energy in Geneva.
Set date, sir?
August 31st through September the 9th.
That's international conference.
Third International Conference on Peaceful Uses Atomic Energy in Geneva. He'll head the U.S. delegation. You go to another few other European centers. There'll be other commissioners attending portions of these European meetings, but planned at least one commissioner and general manager be in Washington throughout the period. Department of State recommended both of these travels. I don't know how to even get into that. I think that gets you a lot of questions. They say, when did he start approving travel plans and stuff? But you can be your own judge.
Well, I think the best way to handle it is to say that you reviewed plans of Glenn Seaborg to travel to Europe for the third international conference.
Alan Boyd to go to the OAS Conference on Civil Aviation in San Diego, July 20th to the 24th.
I think I'll say to the foreign ministers of Latin
I just say that I will receive the ministers at the White House, probably on the 21st. I don't know what it'll be. General exchange of ideas.
Would they be coming up here just for this?
No, they got a OAS resolution on Venezuela. A meeting of the Latin American foreign ministers to be held in Washington beginning Tuesday, July 20th, to consider a resolution on sanctions against Cuba. The meeting may last through July 24th. Tom Mann believes the president should receive the minister at the White House, preferably the 21st. Bunker recommended reception on the 21st. I recommend a late afternoon reception along the lines of the ones the president's having on July 2nd, 8th, and 10th to the Latin American ambassadors. Jose Mora, Secretary General of OAS, should be invited. Secretary Russ, Tom Mann, Ambassador Bunker, and Mr. Bundy should also be present. Total group will be 25, including the president. I don't think I'd announce it. I just think I'd put that background so they can say that we are having a meeting with them without your announcing a meeting with them.
That I shall do, sir.
And,
I'll give Tom Mann a call and find out just how much is known publicly about this before they
meet. Anything else?
No, I think that's all.
This is Sayer in Bundy's office that makes its recommendation, Robert M. Sayer. And what'd you all do yesterday and last night? So you were on television at the party.
I was.
Sure, Saturday night.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah, you on television.
Last night I just went out and had supper with Buzz and went to bed.
Any news around town yesterday?
Oh, it was awfully quiet. Almost everybody was out of town. Most places were closed down.
What did you go up to church? Okay, I guess that's about it then. You just tell them that you can be real specific on schedule this morning. Just say that I plan to land at Andrews at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And that'll require takeoff here about 5. What time will you all take off at?
We'd probably take off about 5:30 or 6. Or maybe a little later, just to depending on.
Where do you all take off from? Y'all never take off till we do.
No. When you're on one of these, when you're on a trip that, you know, where you're going from place to place for a public event at each one, we try to set it up so that you take off after you do and land before. But, you know, it's been done, of course. In this case, they will not take off till after you.
Well, we make them in Bergs. Run into all them too.
Well, you got the jet star, you can take off around there,
sir. Huh?
You can take off around there, you can get the jet star.
No, I don't think so. We got a pretty heavy load, you see.
Right, all you got to do though is just
how to avoid them at Bergstrom.
Well, I don't think you can very well, sir. I think it'd get you an unnecessary story. All you got to do really is step out of the chopper and step into the jet star. The only thing they're interested in is the time of takeoff.
We got a picture we want to look at there at Bergstrom, portrait that they're bringing in for us to look at it. We go in. done whatever, except I hate for them to see my party and count them, add them up. Publicize them. Suppose we took off, suppose we told you we were going to take off 5:30 and we took off 5.
Oh, I think there'd be some real trouble in there. If we get a big start at the White House deliberately. It's possible to.
Well, I am.
Quite a story in this room.
Well, I don't particularly care. Where will you have them?
Oh, they'll be in a roped-off area about, 100 feet from the Jet Star.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I guess I can get them both to come out here and we can stop someplace and refuel. One way out.